Integrated lightweight construction systems. Weight loss diet for four-wheel patients. Here we are in the main test hall at the Fraunhofer Institute for Mechanics of Materials. Dr. Thomas Holstein is standing in front of a test rig equipped with huge hydraulic cylinders.
That's our biggest machine. It allows us to generate 8,000 kilonewtons of tensile or compressive force, and we use that to apply loads to large components until they fail.
8,000 kilonewtons. That's more than 800 metric tons. Among the structures that the Freiburg researchers test with this device are components made of lightweight construction materials. Thomas Holstein reaches for a car door that is leaning against the machine. He can lift it easily with one hand, for it is made of die-cast magnesium.
That's quite a bit lighter than the same door made of aluminium would be.
Unfortunately, the appearance of the matte grey metal is marred by a few cracks.
This one's already survived some initial stress tests, which help us to determine the weak points. And as you can see when you look at the part itself, the propagation of cracks.
That the Fraunhofer Institute should be testing a car door, of all things, is no coincidence. Lightweight construction is becoming an issue of growing importance, particularly for car manufacturers. The cars we drive are constantly being made safer and more comfortable, and equipped with more and more elaborate technology. Yet they must not be allowed to grow heavier, as this would increase their fuel consumption. Magnesium could play an important part in keeping the weight down. However, today it is not always feasible to replace steel or aluminium with magnesium alloys.
Because magnesium has not been used much in structural components before now, we don't yet have any empirical data for the industrial-scale manufacture of largest-sized parts. This is something we still have to find out.
One way of finding out is through stress tests. But light metals are not the only means of reducing weight. Engineers are predicting an illustrious career for what they call integrated lightweight construction systems. Integrated lightweight construction involves combining different materials, such as metals and fiber-reinforced plastics. Each of the materials is suited to withstand a different type of stress. Metal can resist high temperatures, while fiber-reinforced plastics can withstand extreme mechanical strain. Over a dozen Fraunhofer institutes are collaborating on the topic of integrated lightweight construction systems, from materials research and laser technology to chemical technology. A question of particular interest to the researchers is, how do you combine materials that have completely different properties?
Just consider the low melting point of plastics and the extremely high melting point of metals. This immediately eliminates welding as an option, because welding involves very high temperatures. Adhesive bonding could be the answer in this case. Riveting is perfectly feasible too, as far as joining the parts is concerned. But when you do that, you're actually making a hole through both materials. And so the first weak point is there as soon as you create the rivet hole.
Durch diese Bohrung, durch die das Nieten erfolgt.
This is why the scientists in Freiburg are taking an especially close look at composite materials like these. And it is not only car manufacturers who are taking a great interest in their findings, but aircraft makers too. They, more than anyone, are among the pioneers of lightweight construction, and already use fiber-reinforced plastics in many parts of the aircraft they build. When researchers speak of integrated lightweight construction systems, they not only mean combining different lightweight materials, but also integrating new functions in lightweight components.
This is what we're trying to do in several institutes with piezo ceramics, using thin films or fibers that have the property of changing their shape when an electric voltage is applied, or conversely, of generating an electric voltage when they change their shape. If we can then integrate such piezo ceramics in lightweight construction materials, it will provide us with built-in sensor functions for mechanical moving parts that can give us information about material fatigue in the event that damage occurs.
So the component issues a timely warning before it gives way. With the aid of piezo ceramics, what's more, it would also be possible to build even lighter parts than we have done so far. For instance, you could use materials that are not really rigid enough to replace conventional materials. They might bend too much under stress, But this bending could be prevented by embedding piezoceramic fibers in these lightweight construction materials. The electric voltage they generate would ensure that the piezoceramic fibers expanded to actively counterbalance the load. In this way, the component would be more stable and reliable while maintaining its light weight.